Florida's unemployment rate in July was 10.7%. It was the same as June's adjusted rate, but it's up 4.4 percentage points from July of last year. The state's Labor Bureau, the Agency for Workforce Innovation, released the data today. Rebecca Rust is their chief economist.
987,000 jobless Floridians out of a labor force of 9,193,000. The revised rate for the month ago was also 10.7%, so the rate held steady over the month. The year-ago rate was 6.3%.
The number of non-agricultural jobs in the state also went down in July, according to Rust.
Our level of jobs declined now to 7,354,800. We lost 25,200 jobs over the month. And when we compare to the year ago, we lost 401,100 jobs. The July rate of job decline is now negative 5.2%. This was 0.2 percentage points steeper than the revised rate from a month ago when it was negative 5.0. So over the month, our unemployment rate held steady. Our job growth rate continued to be negative and was slightly steeper than it was a month ago.
New jobless numbers for the entire U.S. rose to 576,000 last week, which was above forecasts of 550,000. The national unemployment rate of 9.4% is 1.3 points lower than Florida's. Russ says the state is second in the nation in the rate of job loss.
Of the 10 populous states, California has the highest job loss at 760,200 jobs. And Florida is number two with a job loss of 401,100 over the year. So of the 10 populous states, Florida has the second highest job loss rate.
The Agency for Workforce Innovation says the unemployment rate in the Tampa-St. Petersburg-Clearwater area increased to 11.3% in July from 11.2% the previous month. A year ago, the Bay Area jobless rate was 6.9%. Russ says these are the worst employment figures in Florida since the mid-1970s.
The unemployment rate during the peak of our last expansion had dropped to 3.3%. So that's compared to what we're receiving today at 10.7. And when you look at our job growth rate, at the peak of the last expansion, we were growing by 5.2%. Now we're declining by the same amount, 5.2%. How do these compare to the last recessions? We do have more severe economic conditions now compared to the last three recessions, and we're much more similar to the 1974-75 time period. So the current rate of 10.7% unemployment rate is the highest since October 1975, when it was 11.0%.